I mean, the demos and the outtakes and these things that have been released, it's not a question of milking the audience to buy inferior versions. Presumably there's something illuminating. A couple of my records, I feel that there are viable alternate versions of the records that are in the demo form. Two or three of the albums that kind of have that relationship is the nature of the production. On the other hand, recordings that were sketches for the writers that may have somehow slipped out and become available, I don't think there's any obligation on our part to release them because somebody did steal them and make them available.